Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Good actual afternoon. How's you then? This is Mills on Radio 1 until 7 o'clock tonight. You hear my voice, you know it's nearly time to go home. So that's a blessing, isn't it? What's occurring coming up at 5:20 tonight? No Becky today. She's having a day off in New York. But one of our new boys from Radio 1, Tom Deacon, will be with me a little bit later on, and he'll play along on Oh, What's Occurring. So it's all good.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello to all the people who are sending me messages on Twitter today and on email and on the text who thought that Hot Tub Time Machine was a joke until they saw the ad for it during Glee last night. It does sound like one of the ones that we normally recommend to you that goes straight to DVD. But as you can see from the trailer, this is going to be the surprise hit of the summer. Thanks for all your messages. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, who's this?
It's Lauren.
Hey, Lauren, where are you?
I'm in Gloucester.
Oh, what's going on?
On the bus.
On the bus?
Yeah, on the way home from school.
Oh, hang on. Are you the one that sent me the message that said, "Hello, Scottatron"?
Yes.
When have I ever been called that?
Oh, I don't know. I just decided to say it.
I quite like it.
And Becklar.
Becklar. She's not here today.
Oh.
It's better than what my mate Chris calls me, which is Scobo.
Oh.
I don't like
that's
that.
That's a bit rubbish.
No, it is, yeah. I'm all there with Scottatron, though. Anyway, how can I help?
I just was watching Glee, and I thought it was absolutely amazing, and I've got a newfound love for Sue Sylvester.
Did you not like the show before?
Well, I did like it. I just thought Sue was a bit mean.
Oh, I love her, though.
But I love her and her Vogue kind
doing
of
Vogue
stuff.
Was good, yes.
It was amazing.
Even though she did look a bit like Kath off of Kath and Kim sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also, you know sometimes on this show when I play 4 Minutes by Madonna and I like to brass it up a bit with the horns?
Yeah.
Example. Right?
Yeah.
I have to say that... Well, I just have to say congratulations to the makers of Glee because I have been out-horned.
Yeah, I think you have.
You know when they did 4 minutes last night with the Cheerios?
Yeah, I think that's pretty amazing.
Right. Here's what happened on last night's Glee when they did 4 minutes. Actual trumpet players. And drummers. Full on brass band. Hey. Which makes mine sound rather pathetic in comparison. On, listen to those horns. I've got horn envy. You know what, Lauren?
Yeah?
Sometimes you have to hold your hands up and say, yes, I've been out-horned.
Yeah, I think you kind of have with that. Actually.
I really have. I never thought it would happen. I've been doing that for about 2 years now since that song came out. Last night I was watching it out-horned. Never mind. Glad you enjoyed it, though.
Oh,
it was brilliant, wasn't it?
I thought it was amazing.
I watched it twice. I did. Just flick over to Plus One and watch it all over again.
I'll probably go home and watch it again now.
Do it. All right. No, not now. Right. I don't know when. Don't put me in this position. Whenever you want, apart from not until 7 o'clock at least tonight, all right?
Okay.
7, I would say. No. No, because that means you... Oh. See, I'm always going to offend somebody, because there's always someone on Radio 1.
Oh.
And I don't know. Just 7-ish. Tonight, anyway.
Yeah, sometime tonight.
All right, love you, bye.
BBC Radio 1 Podcast.
You know, a while back, we were talking to Diana Vickers. It's when we were doing Moyles' show a few weeks ago. And she was saying how, you know, she's going to bring out some clothing range and some, you know, merchandise and stuff. And she really wants to bring out her own underwear range, which is obviously Diana Vickers Knickers. She's number one at the moment. And I've got some good news. As Diana herself said,
get yourself some of them knickers.
Get yourself some of them knickers. I have received word that I am now being sent, probably on a bike right now, to Radio 1. The first pair ever, hot off the hot off the loom. Hot off the loom. What do they make knickers on? Hot off the Mel, what buzz to me, what do they make? What, hot off the, you don't know either, you're a girl, actual girl. Anyway, hot off the whatever, The first pair of official Diana Vickers knickers are on their way to me right now. And hopefully, they'll be arriving before seven, so I can... I was going to say wear them for you. No, that's wrong. So I can tell you about them and describe them to you because...
Get yourself some of them knickers.
It's not hot off the sweatshop, one that doesn't speak. We're just trying to work out where Vickers knickers are hot off the... It's a production line. One that doesn't speak said loom. Hot, it's not hot off the press, is it? And lots of people on the text saying... Hot off the sewing machine, you idiot. Have you never watched Corrie? Now, I somehow doubt the Vickers knickers are made in the factory in Corrie. I would love that if they were, though. All right, love. All right, love. Good news, everybody. We've got a new batch of Diana Vickers knickers to make. Get to work. Actually, aren't they allowed to do product placement in ITV shows quite soon, aren't they? So Vickers could then walk in as part of the plotline.
Hiya, little Diana Vickers here from Blackburn. Have you finished them knickers? You're all fired!
Do, do, do. Oh, no, that doesn't happen. Wrong one. Radio 1 Podcast. Playing up what's occurring today at 5:20, and super early for it is Radio 1's new bloke, Tom Deacon. Hiya, Tom.
Hey, Scott.
Loving how early you are today.
Well, do you know, I mean, you need to be prompt, don't you, to these things?
Yeah.
It was kind you've invited me along, and I thought... Better get here early.
Yeah, and you have.
Yeah, so
also,
that's what I've done.
I came into the office the other day. You were wearing shorts, way premature to be wearing shorts.
Well, you say that. It was hot.
It's hotter today, actually. And I'm,
is it?
Yes, it is.
I find it cloudy today.
It wasn't when I put these on. And now, who looks a fool me?
Well, like, are you saying, is it cloudy now? Or
yeah,
is it
is cloudy now. But it
so
was
then you've made the mistake with the shorts, would you say? Or have I... made the mistake.
I just think if one of us does it, then the other
well,
should
have
also.
Emailed me then, shouldn't you?
I know.
I never warned them.
Now, your show's on Sunday night.
It is indeed.
It's called 5:19.
Yes, it is a bit confusing.
It is, actually. Let's talk about that. 5:19, but it's on at 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
But that's fine. Like I said on the air the other day, people will get used to that eventually.
They will. And soon it'll be like, oh, not that old joke. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
at the moment, it's still everyone's sort of having a little... 5:19, it's 7:07. Yeah. And I understand, and I fully get that. But we have a live show online every single day at 5:19.
And that's why it's called 5:19. See, yeah. It makes sense.
Yeah, so what we should have done is said to Reggie, do you mind moving... you know, off the chart, and then we put in the 5:19 show.
Yeah, so you, like, clear out the whole, probably much, top 20?
Yeah.
And just go on early?
Well, that was the only problem. I mean, we did have a meeting about it, we all sat around, and then we thought, this isn't going to work.
No.
People are going to be, they want the top 20 more
than
they want the 5:19, so...
Yeah. I heard the Bieber interview, where you were trying to be, well, you were chatting him up as Beyonce.
Well,
which I found
it was
a little bit uncomfortable.
I found it uncomfortable too, but it was called role play, and that's the world of drama where you're acting, and I put on the voice of Beyonce, and I dropped...
Kind of.
Well,
hello, Justin Bieber, I'm Beyonce.
Well, he played along. If I dropped that voice, then he said, oh, this is freaking me out.
Yeah.
But as soon as I put on the, hi, I'm Beyonce, he suddenly just went into it again.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah. But it was a little bit awkward. I mean, check it out. You can watch it. We've animated it. Or you can listen back to it at the 5:19 website.
Which
is, can I plug it?
Yeah, go for it.
bbc.co.uk/519show.
Thanks for coming in today because you are taking the place of Becky on Oh What's Occurring. I love it how much you are into the snooker online at the moment.
I'm currently watching it at the moment. I'm watching Ronnie O'Sullivan. I've got no sound, so I don't have any commentary going on.
So you're making your own up?
Yeah, like, oh, it's a tough shot there. He's got to play this. He's overscrewed it back. It's going to be a tough shot. Cut it into the middle there. He's putting more chalk on the cue. Quiet, please.
Is this what's happening now?
Yeah. And he's... Part of the black, that's 7 points, brilliant.
So you can listen to the Scott Mills show and watch snooker at the same time and try to work out what's more interesting, us or snooker.
Well,
really good.
Well, hang on a minute, I'm quite enjoying the snooker, but then I prefer listening to you, Scott. So,
thank you.
This
is on the BBC Sport website, is it? They're going to love this. I mean, the sport input has been lacking on this show for some time.
Yeah.
And I just felt we've got it right back up there again now.
Well, that's what happened when Tom Deacon comes on. He talks about snooker. I'll talk about darts or any other sort of lazy man sport you want to talk about.
Hi, snooker fans.
No, but the thing is, like, Steve Davis is quite old and he's still, you know, rocketing along, and he's what, 50 something? And
yeah,
you don't have to be physically amazingly fit. That's all I'm saying.
So, like, in football, it's pretty much over by the time what you're in your mid 30s, is it? 40.
Yeah. David James is still going at 40-something. So
yeah, but generally,
he's a goalkeeper, so he doesn't have to run as much, does he?
Snooker, you can go until like 80 or something. Is that
I reckon you could. I want to find out. But you just got to keep your eye in. And then some people wear glasses, and then you've got another 5 years right there.
Hmm. What about darts?
Darts, not my forte. I'm rubbish at it. I sort of like overswing sometimes. And
I played around with Bobby George once.
Oh, yeah, Bobby George. I served him a cup of tea once when I was working in a hotel.
Did you?
Yeah, that's genuinely true.
And his house is in the shape of an actual dart.
No.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Oh, when they sort of
in Essex.
They go, bullseye. No, they're finished.
It's in the shape of a dart flight. Living the dream.
Yeah, he's quality.
Yeah.
Is he still playing? He's not, is he?
Don't know, it was a couple of years ago. Is he not?
No.
We should find out when he stops, and then we'll know that's the age that dart players stop at, and then, you know.
Why has George stopped?
Is he lost his talent?
Has he just sat there all day in his big darts house now?
He just plays exhibitions.
Oh, God.
That'd be awful. I'd love to be a sportsman, a snooker player, darts player, whatever, it doesn't matter. But, like, one day when you wake up and you go, I've lost it.
Yeah.
That must be awful.
Yeah. Well, I'm not so. Can we just point out that Bobby George may or may not have lost it?
No.
I don't want to get into trouble with him.
No.
Because he knows people.
Yeah.
You can tell by the chains he wears.
He's got a lot of jewellery.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1
Podcasts. Podcast. Right. Becky skied off the show early to go and watch Hot Tub Time Machine yesterday, a film that I've been on about for months. And today she's taken the day off. So what does that tell you about commitment? Anyway,
I'm jealous you got to see it. I'm jealous you got to see it. I heard it's a comedy.
It is a comedy.
Oh, right.
It sounds like one of the films that we normally recommend on this show, Mega Shark versus Giant Octopus, etc., which might only be shown on channels like Sci-Fi or go straight to DVD. But no, this is going to be big. It's taken big numbers in America, Tom.
There's nothing worse than walking into your local supermarket and they've got the bargain bin and then you see that film that
I recommended on air. Happens a lot.
Really?
Yeah, quite a lot, especially with Mega Shark. Yeah. Available for 50p, I saw the other day.
No.
Yeah.
Where was that? I love that.
In one of the record shops, DVD shops that still exist. Anyway, so Becky left a message on my phone with her review of Hot Tub Time Machine. So here is her audition for film 2010/11, Rebecca Huxtable, with her review on my phone of the amazing, or not maybe, Hot Tub Time Machine.
You never pick up your phone. Be on it. I'm explaining to leave my review for Hot Tub Time Machine. I'm trying to do the review. It really, really, absolutely it. And there are some bits in it, especially with Carter Bazin from Gossip. That is even fear. It is so right. Hello.
So well done to Becky there for taking last hour off the show to go and watch Hot Tub Time Machine.
That was painful.
Yes.
Oh.
I've got absolutely no idea what happened, whether it's good, bad, whether I should bother or not.
She managed to get goodbye in, didn't she?
Yeah. Let me just break it down for you. Here's what I think that she may have said, just filling in the gaps.
Explaining to leave my review for hot.
For hot, probably something to do with food, hot chicken wings, let's say. What the hell was that? I'm being attacked by a werewolf. I'm trying to do the Macarena.
It was really, really,
really, really sorry for what I've done.
Absolutely.
absolutely made up the fact that I was going to the cinema at all, just used it as an excuse to skive off work and go with my friends probably to the pub.
And there are some...
There is nothing left for me to do but resign from the show. It is so bad and unprofessional of me to do this. And I better clear my desk and leave ASAP, I think is what she was saying in the review.
Radio 1 podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Radio 1.
Okay, this... Oh, where's my drum roll? Tom, just talk until I can find the drum roll.
Well, I have a drum roll over here. Is that... Or is that a trumpet? Which one's that?
Do you know what a drum sounds like?
Yeah, but it goes like douche, douche, like that. Is that the drum you're looking for?
No, I lost it. I don't know where it is.
I've got a biro.
She's got a biro.
What's wrong with that?
Yeah. Okay, good.
Twix bar.
Oh,
that's just the same as a drum roll, a Twix bar. Oh, hang on.
Yeah, there's a drum roll.
I found a comedy drum. Oh, no, I found the drum roll. Good news, everybody. Here is the first official pair anywhere in the world of Dinah Vickers knickers. Because, as Vickers says, you really want to get some of them knickers. She said it herself.
Get yourself some of them knickers.
Right, so they are sealed.
With a kiss or just sealed?
Sealed.
Just sealed. Oh.
Oh, my.
Ooh.
Look at that.
They're nice, those.
They're quite pretty.
They are pretty.
Aww.
There's no... I was expecting a face on it, or...
Why?
Well, I don't know. Like, just have a picture, like, so that you'd know that they were the Dinah Vickers knickers.
A picture of Vickers.
They're very dainty, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
Nice blue polka dot.
As a girl, Tulip, what size would you say they are?
They're an 8.
They're an 8?
Yeah.
Well, you can tell that just by looking at them.
Yeah, that's impossible.
Small.
How do you do that?
Because they're small pants.
Oh, right, yeah.
Okay. Mr. Mills, your very... a note attached. Your very own Vickers knickers. Put them in your Vickers shrine. A Vickers shrine.
Have you got a shrine?
That would be weird. No, I haven't.
Well, you need to build one now.
No, I don't.
They'll be the first item in.
Remember, your lifelong motto, get yourself some of them knickers.
Get yourself some of them knickers.
Yeah, mucho love from Vickers. Now, I'm not being funny, but she did say that it was part of her new clothing line. To me, it just looks like she's gone out and bought those knickers and sent them to me.
Or made them herself,
which is more probable, I think, from what we were saying earlier.
What's the stitching like?
It's very good, actually.
Mm.
As I said, hot off the sewing machine.
Yeah.
See, most number one artists, they just go out, maybe have some champagne, have some like really nice, rich food, spend. Vickers just sits at home stitching the knickers, and that's pretty good.
If she really did stitch them, then she's an amazing seamstress.
I know. And what a singer as well.
Yeah.
What a talent.
Are we suggesting that she hasn't made this? Are we smelling foul play here? Is this what's happening?
I'm not
happening?
Smelling anything. I'm saying that I think that she has done them herself. And look, she's even got a little pink. Isn't that sweet?
That's nice. That makes it more girly, because they are blue.
They are.
So a bit pink in there.
Yeah.
Lovely.
Yeah, they are more girly because of the bow, but actually, would you wear them as a man? I think not.
No, I wouldn't wear them as a man.
No.
Word,
no.
Podcast.
Tom Deacon, Radio 1's new bloke, is with me today to play What's Occurring, Aya.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm excited about this.
That song, what is that Jack White song that it reminds me of?
White Stripes? Sounds a bit like got that
The one, Another Way to Die, the James Bond one, sounds a little bit like that.
Oh,
it
right,
does.
Yeah.
It does. Let's play What's Occurring.
Oh, what's occurring?
Tom Deacon off the 519 show, Sunday nights on Radio 1 at 7 o'clock. Please meet Mark.
Hello, Mark.
Hello, Tom.
Oh, how's it going, Mark? You all right?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Out of 10, how are you?
I'm 8.
No, it's not bad.
That's good. It's sunny where you are today?
No, it's a bit grey.
Yeah, it's not short weather, is it, Mark?
No.
You're all right.
Yeah, Scott's wearing his shorts.
I've only got one pair.
Of shorts?
Yeah.
You need some of Vickers knickers, that's what you need.
I do.
Yeah. You want to get some of them knickers? Mm-hmm. She's going to do a men's range soon, I think.
I'll wear them then, obviously.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Because you're not a girl.
If I was a girl, I might wear them.
Where are you again, Mark?
I'm in Kingston.
Oh, yes. Okay, you're doing good this week. Let's see how you fare against Tom Deacon as we play the first round of Oh, What's Occurring?
Oh, what's occurring?
Mark, you been on any good dates lately?
I can't say that I have, no.
Are you single?
I am single, yes.
All right. When was the last time you went on a date?
A year or more.
Oh, it's quite a while back. Is your chat up line not working?
No, I just don't have any good ones, Tom.
Are you one of those people that just doesn't need a relationship right now? You're just happy with yourself.
Yes, that's exactly what it's got.
Yeah. Not the... So you haven't even tried, have you, Mark?
No.
Oh, okay.
More time for gaming, though, do you know what I mean?
That's right. Or watching snooker online.
Oh, watch snooker online, Mark. It's fantastic. Ronnie O'Sullivan went a frame behind. Oh, it's tense.
I feel that maybe you're not concentrating as much as you could.
I am concentrating, Scott. I'm keeping eye contact with you.
So no dates. You've not been on a date because you've got a girlfriend, eh?
Do have a girlfriend, yes.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
That's not supposed to be me.
Didn't go to the Futures gig with me last night. That's the gig I went to, but no.
What girl did you take to that?
Yeah, just a mate.
Okay, good.
Oh,
God.
Oh, it wasn't... It's all right.
If you were to take somebody on a date, though, what film would you go and watch? See, I don't think films are good for dates because you don't speak.
No, you don't. But then the whole film, you're just going, can I hold, can I touch a leg, can I, do you know what I mean? Like, can I make contact?
You're not saying it. You're just
not. No, I wouldn't say it out loud. That'd be the worst date ever. What was wrong with the date? Oh, they just kept saying, can I touch you? But I'd probably say the Notebooks are kind of, you can tell whether a girl is, if they cry at the end, you go, ooh, she's a keeper.
Yeah.
But then if she cries hysterically, you think,
okay, you're weird.
Yeah.
That's right. But girls are much better crying than boys are, as we've discussed and will discuss again at some point. Mark, good date film?
I would...
You haven't got a clue, have you?
Oh, no.
You don't even go on dates.
No.
But that's because you're an independent woman.
Yes, that's exactly what it is.
Part 2.
I'm a pretty woman, Scott.
That's right. Okay, well, we asked this question to the people of Stupid Street. I will give you one guess each. We said... What is a good date movie? The best date movie. One guess each. If it's in there, you'll get a point. Mark first.
Tom had a good idea, so I'm going to steal it. I'm going to say Notebook.
Oh, that's ridiculous. This is what I'm talking about.
You don't even know any films, Mark. Okay, so Mark says Notebook stolen from the Deacon.
Unbelievable. Do I say now?
Yeah.
All right, I'd probably go for... chick flick you have to sit through. It's either what's it, The Diary something or other, but no, Sex and the City. I'd go and watch that.
The Diary?
Yeah.
Bridget Jones?
Yeah, Bridget Jones' Diary. Sorry, I forgot. Bridget's not a name that I often call out.
So which one are you going for, please, Tom?
I'm going to go for Sex and the City.
Sex and the City. Okay. Let's find out. We went onto Stupid Street and asked them, what's the best date movie?
What would be like your favourite date film? If you're going on a date with a guy...
I like kung fu movies with girls.
Kung fu movies?
Yeah, with girls. As long as chicks are in there fighting, I watch it.
What's your name?
Martin.
Have you got a favourite date movie that you might take a lady to see or rent a DVD?
Saw.
Saw, you reckon Saw would be good?
Yeah.
What do you think would be like a good date movie to see?
One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
What do you reckon is a really good date film? If you're taking a lady on a date, what would be good?
The Notebook, obviously.
The Notebook?
Yeah.
Yeah. They love it, don't they?
It's like one of the best like cult classic films ever.
Yeah. What would be a good date movie, do you reckon?
Blade Runner. Don't ask why, but the music by Vangelis, it goes like, woo, and it's amazing, and it works for me every time.
Do the ladies love it as well?
They do.
Okay.
What do you think would be a really good date movie? If you're going to go on a date with a girl, come back to your place, throw on a DVD, what would be good?
40-Year-Old Virgin.
I like the last bloke. Is he recommending the film there, or can he just not comment?
If you're going to go on a date with a girl, come back to your place, throw on a DVD, what would be good?
40-Year-Old Virgin.
Don't ask me, mate. Yes, that was, for all his fans who are texting in, that was Smooth Talking Dan asking the questions again on Stupid Street, STD, as we call him in the office.
It's very smooth.
Yeah.
Camera voice.
This one, is it me, or is he confusing the music from... Blade Runner with something else, listen.
Blade Runner. The music by Vangelis, it goes like, woo, do, 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 and it's amazing, and it works for me every time.
Now, to me, that is... That's not Blade Runner.
Does it for him every time, then?
Now, I don't... I mean, we only just looked up the music to Blade Runner, but that is clearly Coronation Street. Now, we found the music to Blade Runner by Vangelis. Vangelis. And let's see if any of it sounds like Corey. Huh? Could he have mistaken it? No, not that one.
You shouldn't have played that. I'm feeling very romanticised.
Yeah. Now, that is nothing like... Okay. Last one. Oh. Yes, that's what he means. Still sounds more like... But I do see what he means with that one, actually. Kind of.
Have Coronation Street made a film?
They should.
They should do with that.
So, Mark...
Yes?
Even though you blatantly stole Notebook from Tom Deacon's actual mouth... You do get a point, even though it was really underhand.
Oh,
I'm sorry, Tom.
Hey, Mark, it's all for fun. We're not playing to win.
Oh! What's the kitty?
Right. Next one. Don't know whether he mentioned it, but Chris Moyles was stranded. He was a volcanic ash victim last week. He couldn't get home. He was stranded in New York because of the ash. He did mention it a few times, and this is from Tuesday's show. It's a simple question to both of you. How many times in one show, Tuesday, did Chris Moyles mention New York on Radio 1? This is a whole show. Tom, how many times?
Let Mark go first, because he's just going to steal whatever I say.
Okay, go on then, Mark.
He said it quite a bit. I heard the show, so I'm going to say 30.
A bit big.
Mark says 30 New Yorks in last Tuesday's Chris Moore show from New York.
I'm going to say 20.
Tom says 20. Let's find out.
Oh!
Here's Chris Moyles. Don't know whether you mentioned it, but he was in New York.
Good morning, I'm in New York. I'm in New York City. New York, New York, New York, because I'm in New York.
Yeah.
Look at you getting on New York.
Picking up from New York.
New York's
probably born in New York.
New York. I'm Chris Moyles. I'm in New York City.
New York.
Stuck in New York.
Stuck in New York. I'm in New York.
I'm in New York. So while I'm out on the street in New York. So I'm out on the street in New York. If you're in New York, it'd be so cheesy. Yeah, but I'm in New York. Now I'm stranded in New York. I'm a refugee. The streets of New York. New York. Here in New York. All right, I'm stuck in New York. I'm live from New York. For New York.
It's up to you, New York.
I'm in New York, Dave.
New York,
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 New York.
I'm in New York,
New York,
New York,
New York. So anyway, let me just explain. So I'm in New York.
Wow. At least he didn't mention it much.
Where is he?
He's back now. Wow, that was incredible. 48 New Yorks in there. Go on, Mark!
Yeah. Oh! What's the kitty?
Okay, here's your last one. Mark is in the lead at the moment. Sorry, Tom. Now, you know how we love these gossip magazines with the ace headlines? You know, the true life stories, the ones you sometimes read in the dentist or the doctors?
I'd read them anyway, yeah. They're good fun.
They're good. Now, they have unbelievable headlines in. Do you like these magazines, Mark? It's fine to say yes.
I like to look at them in the dentist.
Yeah.
How often do you go to the dentist?
Quite often at the moment. Got bad teeth.
Oh, no. Oh, have you?
Yeah.
Now, I've got a list for the last day what's occurring of some of the true life stories here. I've got a load of headlines. All you got to do is tell me if they are real and have been in one of these actual magazines, or if I've just made it up, all right? A point for each one you get right.
Oh!
OK, Okay, so here's the headlines. Are they real from a gossip magazine or have we made it up? First one. I love my robot girlfriend. Tom, is that real or not?
That's real.
Mark?
That's not real.
Okay. It's real!
Yes!
Go on, Tom.
Back in the game.
Scientist Le Trung couldn't be prouder of his girlfriend, Aiko. She's beautiful, a petite size 8, has long toned legs and is even great at maths. She's the perfect woman, or at least she would be, if she wasn't made from computer chips and silicone skin. Actual story? Tom gets a point. Headline 2. From a magazine or made up? I love my father more now that he is a woman. Mark. Mark.
Real.
Tom.
Definitely real.
A point each. It's yes! True. Headline 3. I only fall in love with gynecologists.
I wonder why.
Tom?
No, that's not real.
Mark?
Not real.
Correct, it was false, a point each. Headline 4. Real or made up by us? My pen pal stopped writing when I sent a picture. Mark?
Real.
Tom?
I need to win this game and get back even, so I'm going to say it's not real.
Tom, you're right. It is false. We made that up. It's not from a gossip magazine. Whoa, look at that.
I bet it's happened, though.
Yeah. It's 4-4 now. I know what's occurring. And headline 5. Beef-craving mum has super beefy baby. Mark?
Real.
Tom?
Real, why not?
You both get a point. It's true, that's an actual gossip magazine headline. A mother who craved beef during her pregnancy has given birth to a beefy baby who popped out weighing 13 pounds 15 ounces. Sharon Needham's cesarean baby, Harry, required 3 medical staff members to lift him out.
Love beefy baby.
Love these magazines with the beefy babies. Headline 6. 10K for a good night's sleep. I can only sleep on hotel room beds. True or false?
True.
I'm going to go true as well.
Both wrong, it's false, made up. And the last one. A car crash made me a sexaholic.
How?
I don't know, it's in the magazine or not?
Is it in the magazine or not? I'm going to say... I want to believe there's hope out there. Yes, true.
Mark.
True. It's got to be true.
It is true!
Yes.
Okay. Just adding these up. Mark.
Are you count? Is that your noise you make when you count?
Why, don't you?
No.
Right. You don't make that noise when you count. That's just me.
I make them all kind of like... And then add that. And then.
No, I'm all about that.
Oh, I might try that. Does it make it easier?
Yeah. Okay, I've worked out that by a little smidge, Mark has won today's Oh, What's Occurring. Unless that point that I put down there is just me doodling.
I beg to differ on this. Oh. I think we're neck and neck. I think it's a tiebreaker. Well, but do you know what? I mean, Mark.
Think that's a doodle. So it's.
I'm going to give it to Mark. I'll give it to Mark. You know
it's a draw. So Mark, you can come back tomorrow.
Yes.
But Deacon, you did well.
Thank you.
And thanks for joining us on today's Oh, What's Occurring. Just pleasure. Generally hanging out.
Pleasure.
All right. I'll speak to you tomorrow, Mark.
Speak to you tomorrow, Scott.
Love you.
Love you.
And what have you got to say? Oh.
Continuing the dream.
That's it.
What's occurring?
Radio 1 Podcasts. Yesterday, we did a little test to see if Greg James off of Radio 1 is a nice person or if he's completely heartless. Turns out, heartless. What a heartless man. We played him, well, we called him while he was on air, which probably isn't very fair. And we played him that clip of the strange crying man that we have from that reality TV show in America. And he just kind of laughed, and so did producer Neil. We also tried it on some other Radio 1 staff just to see if they were heartless or not. For instance, you don't know her, but Karen off online, works upstairs, does all our website stuff. Nice or not?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, yes. Is this the MasterChef office?
No.
No!
Karen, you heartless cow. Laughed. There's a man crying on the end of the phone. Matt Fincham, off the Chris Moore Show. What do you think? Heartless or not?
Radio 1.
Hello, could I speak to Davros, please?
Sorry?
Is that the Doctor Who office?
No, it's not. It's BBC Radio 1.
Is Davros hello? There? Hello?
No, Davros is not there. This you've reached the Chris Moore Show at BBC Radio 1.
Not Doctor Who?
No.
No!
Who is this?
Ew! Heartless Matt Fincham. Who is this?
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.